Junior turned to me and grinned.
Oh, boy, it's our doggy for friend. Hi, doggy.
How's it going? Old Wallace took a couple of steps towards me, stuck out his neck and stared at me.
Is he dead? Will he eat? Son, this could be tomorrow's dinner.
He ain't dead, Pa, and he never has been.
Wallace squinted at me.
You're right, son. Go on, dog. Shoo, get out of here. This here's private property.
I walked towards the old man and showed him some teeth. I'm staying for the night, Buzzard. And if you don't like it, I'll private your property. Old Wallace shrank back.
Junior, did you hear that? Are you gonna let a dog talk that way to your own daddy?
I suspect that we will, Papa, cause he might bite me.
And I guess that's more important to you than showing respect for your own flesh and blood, your poor old daddy who's worked and slaved and scrimped and saved so's you could make something out of yourself.
Yep, I reckon so.
The old man shook his head and went off to the back of the cave, muttering under his breath.
Well, I never. Dang kids, no morals, no responsibility. Life's just one big party. Music. Bah!
Junior looked at me and grinned.
I want to be a singer when I grow up, but Pa don't think I'll ever amount to anything.
Well, I don't know about that, but you'll never go to the top with that song you were singing. You don't howl right. You're using the wrong technique.